Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
About those SNAP benefits, Lee.
Okay.
Now, I know this is crazy, but federal law is very clear. If you're not here legally, or if you're not a citizen, if you're not a legal permanent resident of this country, you're not supposed to get those benefits.
Yeah. And as we all know, any law means that it doesn't happen.
It never happens. But Rob Finnerty of Newsmax had this report on how this attention on SNAP's exposing a couple of uncomfortable details about who is actually on these benefits.
There are 42 million people in this country that need food stamps on a weekly basis. And we're saying people deliberately instead of Americans, because most of the people that are on food stamps aren't even from this country. 45% of Afghanistan immigrants are on food stamps. 42% of Somali immigrants, 34% of every immigrant from Iraq, 23% of Haitians, 59% of all illegal aliens are collecting food stamps, meaning that most of the people getting food stamps from the U.S. government and the U.S. taxpayer are not even Americans. Think about that. And we didn't know about any of this before the government shutdown started, but thanks to Democrats, we can confirm tonight that millions of Joe Biden illegal aliens, people who crossed the border when Joe was president, are now collecting food stamps from a program funded by hardworking American taxpayers.
The numbers are incredible. You really ought to see this. It's from CIS, Center for Immigration Studies.org. Great website to go get these stats. Food assistance. 48%. Of illegal immigrant headed households and illegal immigrant households. They call them illegal immigrant headed households. They may have an anchor baby that's an American. So 48% of households that are either entirely illegal immigrant or illegal immigrant households receive food assistance, SNAP or WIC or both. 39% of illegal immigrant-headed households receive Medicaid. Keep in mind, 12 million came over the border during Joe Biden's era, yes, but Trump uses the number 25 because that counts the visa overstays too. So you can see the massive size of this. 39% of illegal immigrant-headed households are on Medicaid. Cash assistance, in addition, by the way, this is in addition, 18% of illegal immigrant headed households are on cash assistance.
You mean actual money being given?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All of this is illegal, by the way. You cannot do it. Overall, any welfare, 59% of illegal immigrant headed households. 59. So, I mean, you know, if we want to really save ourselves some time and money on a deportation thing, we cut it all.
But anybody in the Senate who says that illegal immigrants are getting federal aid, they're not correct then, of course.
Right. Now, those numbers are from 2022, the most recent year they could get.
So it could be worse.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is worse. Here's the beauty of it, though. Now that we're talking about this, can you see it? When I saw these numbers, it dropped my jaw. Can you see why Democrats are fighting so hard? You know, we're going to shut down the government over just taking away Medicaid. They cannot let Republicans get the idea they can take Medicaid away from illegal immigrants, because then they're going to be wanting to take away the food and cash assistance too. By the way, and the numbers are at least low for this, which is, well, it's only 2022, could be worse. Now, 4% of illegal immigrant households were also on housing assistance, too. So that's was kind of a small number, but it's that's still a lot of people.
I'm sure that's still a significant amount of money.
Yeah. And some of these people, 49% of them are probably working under the table, too. So, I mean, they're really making bank sending the money home. Yeah. And that's what Rob Finnerty was talking about there. He's, you know, they rely on a lot of this assistance for their basic living needs so they can send more of the money they make under the table home. So like those 62,000 CDL drivers out of California. Yeah. Illegal immigrants, that violates federal law too. And, you know, those people, those are jobs Americans used to do. But California's decided illegals are going to do now because, you know, they drive all over the country. So what do? You headquarter your company in California, hire the illegals, and off they go. They work for less. They work under the table and works good.
And might not even be able to read the speed limit sign, but hey.
Well, you know. You just get yourself a good insurance policy. Mm. Hope everything turns out okay. Yeah. So what we need to be doing right now is not forget SNAP, but, you know, double and triple down and take a look at who is on it. Because the numbers are incredible. By the way, Finnerty also reported, I've got the screenshot here from Newsmax, Afghan immigrants, the ones that we brought in here without vetting them, and then it turned out a lot of them are either terrorists or had nexus to terror. Because remember, Joe Biden didn't give a damn and people were falling off the planes and, you know, the people we actually, good people we actually, who actually helped us and we promised to protect them, but then Biden screwed them over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so then we had to look like we were bringing Afghans here, so we just loaded whoever wanted to come on a plane and flew them out. We didn't even bother to find out who they were. Yeah, well, those are the Afghan refugees, over 200,000 of them. Came under Biden. 45% of them are on food stamps. Somali refugees, Biden let in, 42% of them. Overall, Iraqi refugees, they've been coming here for 20 years, 34% of them are on food stamps. And Haitian refugees, I'm actually surprised it's as low as this, yep. 23%.
Considering that geographically it would be easier for them to get here than those from Afghanistan or wherever.
And overall, it's 59%. So we are importing a class of people who are complete, are government, 60% are government dependent, and we do not have the jobs for them. We do not. So even if some of them did not want to be government dependent, they really don't have a choice. There's not enough jobs for them. And us, their only purpose for being here is to vote Democrat, as I've been saying for years. And when you look at this, now, just to give you an idea, okay, just the absurdity of this. I mean, Joe Biden brings in 12 million over the border, another 12 million visa overstays we do nothing about. How many jobs did we create in September? Private sector numbers, because the government numbers are, I don't know, it's like a banana republic. Who knows? Change every month, retract them 2 months later. Who knows? But ADP, right? Private payrolls. We created... we're creating about 14,500 private sector jobs for the entire country a week.
Doesn't sound like much, Tara.
It's 55,000 a month for the month of September, which is good because net the month before we didn't create any. And this is why if you see Trump in this frenzy, he's running around the world, he's not sleeping when he goes on these trips. That really scares me. Makes me very nervous. He really needs to live the next 3 years. Really wish he'd take a break. But I get why he's on fire. He's literally killing himself with these trade deals and getting these guarantees of investment and then getting the big, beautiful bill through with the expensing of the factories, 100% immediate. You don't have to amortize it so that people on the, you know, the edge of building a factory here will, because he's got 3 years. He can't wait for the economy to kind of do its own thing. He's got to fly around the world and cut. And he said there on that clip that I just played, it's going to probably be around $21 trillion worth of investment deals because we're not creating jobs. We had stopped creating jobs. And the Democrats were lying about it. And they were bringing in millions of people, only half of whom had a job of any kind, according to the Center for Immigration Studies. And they were all propped up on welfare. So what we've got really is a fake economy with fake jobs, which is to say no jobs. We lie about the jobs numbers, where the money in circulation is coming from welfare benefits for 60% of the people we brought in that we lied and said we need them to work, but we don't have jobs. I mean, the whole thing's a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
To get votes. They don't really care about the rest of it. And Democrats definitely don't want to create jobs because, I mean, they just want to crush the economy and create government dependency, which is government dependency on them, right? So this system has been built to crush the economy, bring in new votes, lie about the jobs. Trump has, I mean, it'd take him 3 years just to begin to untangle this mess, and he doesn't have time. And so that's why you're seeing him do something you've never seen another president really do, which is dedicate himself to cutting deals all over the world, getting people to buy stuff or, you know, in exchange for access to our markets. And that's why these tariffs are so critical. And I really hope that the Supreme Court doesn't take them away.
Well, like I said yesterday, this is economic warfare. I mean,
yeah.
that's
economic world war, you said.
Yeah.
I wrote it down because it was so good. I didn't do my podcast on it yesterday, but I'm going to use
that. Well, I've got a better abbreviation for it. You could call it World War E.
Oh, I like that. Oh, I'm going to write that down too.
Okay.
All okay. Right. They're World War E for econ.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Trump can't wait for the economy to catch up. He's got to go do the deals mm-hmm. himself because of this mess that they made.
Yeah.
So, while we're at this, maybe somebody should take Rob Finnerty's Newsmax report and maybe do a little looking and seeing who's on the snap because that's not legal. And maybe cutting it off. And then, you know, hey, look, we don't want you to get stuck. Here's a free ticket. Trump's already offering that. If you're an illegal immigrant, you know, and he already cut off the Venezuelans, said the Haitians had to go home, said the Afghans had to go home. So you know what? Here's your free ticket. Here's $1,000 each. That'll go really far in Afghanistan. Get on the plane and go. Bye-bye. See you. Bye. We don't have jobs for you here. We can't take care of you. We can't take care of our own right now. You got to go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm not sure if you talked about this. Saturday is supposed to be a mass shoplifting event going on where the people are just going to take whatever they want since they're not getting food stamps. Yeah, we talked about that earlier in the week. Breaking this morning, like during the show, Donald Trump said, just a quick comment, then he moved on, that the Republicans have found a way to pay for SNAP for the next couple of weeks. He didn't say what it was, how they're going to do it. He kind of just dropped it and then went on because he's in the middle of all that foreign stuff that he's doing right now. So hopefully that is the case. Texter writes, why can't the Trump administration just stop all government assistance to non-citizens? They can't. They'll get sued and they'll eventually win because they're in the right, what federal law says. I think some of it's just Newsmax is the first place I've seen that reported. They may not know that often happens and then stuff filters up to Trump and it gets done. So that's one of the reasons I made such a big deal about it this morning. Folks, another thing that's a really big deal this morning, and this is bone chilling, was Obama's announcement yesterday that y'all aren't getting away from the Democrat censors. Now, we got another plan to censor you. If we win, free speech is dead, but we'll kill it anyway. We've got a plan, and they do. So, and I'm going to tell you what the plan is. It's chilling. But the fact that the plan is supposed to go into effect soon is why Obama was out yesterday kind of preparing everyone for the idea that free speech is about to go away again and Democrats will control facts. He says opinions will be allowed on the facts, but that the government will control what the facts are. That means Democrats will control what the facts are. This is absolutely chilling. Here's his description, and then I'm going to tell you what's happening.
Part of what we're going to have to do is to start experimenting with new forms of journalism and how do we use social media in ways that reaffirm facts, separate facts from opinion. We want diversity of opinion. We don't want diversity of facts. That, I think, is the one of the big tasks of social media. By the way, it will require some government, I believe, some government regulatory constraints around some of these business models.
What business models? He's talking about social media. I've been warning you for a while that John Brennan, back in September, former head of the CIA, personal mentor to Barack Obama, and self-described communist. You can Google that. He confessed to CNN that he was a communist. Didn't seem to stop him from rising in the CIA, which shows you who they are, really. John Brennan was in Ireland, and he was working with the government to create a censorship system to take away free speech rights from the Irish, because it's just the kind of guy he is. And by the way, lies like the Russia collusion hoax, which he personally helped to create, don't thrive in free speech environments. So you've got to crush free speech, and John Brennan's front and center for that. Well, we find out overnight, so is Barack Obama. Why is Obama out there just kind of getting people used to the idea, hey, you might have had a little free speech for a while on social media. That was nice, but we're going to go ahead and take care of that. Where the government will decide what the facts are, and that's, of course, going to be whatever the Democrats want. Now, you'll be allowed some small ability to have an opinion on the facts, but you don't get to have the facts. The government, again, will decide what the facts are. Well, here's why Obama's out preparing people for this, okay? Because on September 24th, there was a meeting, and this is very chilling. Led by Stanford Cyber Policy Center, that is led by Obama's former ambassador to Russia, Michael McFaul. And this meeting was of censorship officials from Europe, the UK, Brazil, California, and Australia. At the meeting, they unveiled their new blueprint. And it demands a single, total, global censorship regime that it covers all countries, most especially America, the only place left on the globe that isn't censored. I mean, folks, right now in the UK, they are arresting on average 30 people a day for the stuff that they say online. Now, according to the blueprint, they intend to use the EU's market power, they call it the Brussels effect, to force big tech companies to comply. Because between the UK and the EU, they both have laws that basically say we're going to fine the heck out of you if you don't censor for us, and they want Americans censored. So they just had this meeting on the 24th. They've got to get this in place before the 26 elections. That's why Obama is out there saying this. You know something remarkable about that? Just 2 weeks ago, Barack Obama was describing the fact that Jimmy Kimmel had to skip two nights of his show after he lied and mocked Charlie Kirk as, you know, the greatest Bill of Rights, human rights atrocity ever. But that was like 2 weeks ago. So now he's getting ready to set up the world speech dictatorship. I have been warning for years, if you listen to my Battleground America podcast, about the fact that they intend to build the one world government around free speech censorship. And this is the blueprint. And that was the meeting. And here's what they know. This is what they learned. And I talked about it at the time. The reason Brazil was there, in Brazil, the FBI under Barack Obama, I'm sorry, the FBI under Joe Biden helped to build the censorship system in partnership with the Soros group there. The Soros group provided the demands for censorship and the censorship, basically outlines, and then the FBI helped them build the actual digital system, very similar to the belly button they had here. So that was what put that in place in Brazil. So they demanded a backdoor back into Twitter to censor. Elon Musk said no. We're not going to do that. And then they said, okay, well, your executives, we got them here. We're going to put them in prison. We're going to fine you millions of dollars. And they actually froze some of his assets that were in Brazil. They were ex assets, might have been Elon's too. I'm not sure. It wasn't a lot, but it was millions of dollars. And he backed down and said, "Well, I'll comply with the law." And he now censors for them in Brazil. A lot of people don't know that. When I saw that, and when they saw that, I said, "Oh no, they've just learned for very little money on the table and a couple of arrest threats, they can get Elon Musk to do what they want." And so that has sort of galvanized them into this, and they're saying they can use the Brussels effect. And folks, this meeting that Michael Schellenberger, by the way, I'll just, you know, retweeted this so you can see it. This meeting, you can go to my X feed if you want to read more, but this meeting that Michael Schellenberger, investigative journalist with Public, has reported on, they're not even hiding it. They're made to, folks, the rest of the world is dark, okay? I mean, Europe's done. I mean, UK, you people go on vacation in Europe, they can't get the show. Yeah, it's blocked the border. Those arrests they're doing now for speech in the UK, you know, the 30 a day on average, they've done more than 3,000 of them. They're starting to show up in the middle of the night. Creepy, right? Yeah, I'll retweet this. Anyway, Michael Schellenberger, investigative journalist with Public, has all the details and you can read them. But that's why Barack Obama is out there saying we need a new journalism where the government decides the facts. And we let you have a little bit of an opinion on it, but not if you're a divisive voice. In other words, not if you're a conservative. Just liberals get to have, you know, conversations. And we're going to need to do this. They may get away with this. Again, when they're meeting with Canada, California, the UK, Brazil, and Australia, and the goal is we've got to purify the internet of American free speech. This is the only place left on earth that has free speech right now. That could end. That could end.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
J.D. Vance, Vice President at the TPUSA event. Answering a question a lot of you ask on the text line, hey, you know, Trump's deploying all of these troops to Democrat cities, and but maybe we shouldn't do that. I mean, maybe the left will seize upon that and do the same thing. What do you think? That's what J.D. Vance was asked yesterday by the crowd. Here's his answer. Thought it was interesting.
But when you talk about what could another administration do to take a wild hypothetical example, totally off the top of my head, what if Joe Biden sent the Federal Bureau of Investigation to start arresting his political opponents? Okay, so here's something that I want conservatives, I want every conservative to remember. It's an important part of my entire political philosophy is we cannot be afraid to do something because the left might do it in the future. The left is already going to do it regardless of whether we do it. That is the takeaway of the last 40 years. And in particular, if you look at what we're doing, if Joe Biden wanted to deploy the National Guard to a red state in a place where the murder rate was twice what it is in third world countries to actually go after murderers, that would be a great use of the National Guard. Unfortunately, I don't think Joe Biden would use it like that. What I'm worried about, frankly, is what the far left already did with American law enforcement. And that is the thing that we have to prevent against. And the answer to that question is you make sure the people who did it face penalties for using the federal power against American citizens. And by the way, that's exactly what we're trying to do. Thank you.
Thank you, JD. Honor to meet you, man.
Good to meet you too, man.
Exactly. Folks, by the way, did you notice something this week? Biden auto pen scandal is almost gone because the just crazy news the last couple of days. I want to point out to you the movement of the chess pieces on the board. who put out the report on the Biden auto pen scandal, which, by the way, a shocking few of his executive orders he actually, you know, signed himself. Who put that out? Representative James Comer, Oversight Committee. He's the same guy who has been investigating Hunter Biden and the all of those money laundering transactions, over 150 for the Biden family alone. These are money laundering algorithms built and mandated by our federal government to detect money laundering, mainly by terrorist groups and cartels. And yet that's how the Biden family was functioning. That's why there were so many hits on them. And what happened with Hunter? Who's the linchpin to all of this? Who even Jake Tapper said was essentially functioning as the chief of staff for Joe Biden while Biden was out drooling and eating ice cream, spending his days on the beach. Hunter's got a 10-year immunity deal. There's never been anything like it. There's no previous precedent of something like that going all the way back to the founding, right? Same guy, James Comer. Why is he spending all his time on the auto pen? It is past history, as Whoopi Goldberg pointed out on The View yesterday. Yeah, it is. Because they want to strip Hunter of his immunity and the Biden family members as well. Why? So we can go back to the money laundering. So we can get him on the money laundering. So we can flip him on the money laundering. Because it's the key to everything that happened. It's the key to COVID. It's the key to Metabiota funding the only company doing work at the Wuhan lab. Folks, they're chipping away at this. That's why all of that is coming together. The point of it is not just to embarrass the Democrats, although it's great anytime we can do that, but to show that Hunter Biden and Anthony Fauci as well, that their pardons are null and void. Because if you could strip them of that, then we can get all this stuff in court. Pay close attention this week to what is going on with Bill Gates. I think, oh, what, the climate thing? Like he just said, you know, climate change is not going to kill everyone, even though his foundations have been focused on it for years. Yeah. Why did Bill Gates say that this week? He's obviously got very expensive PR help. One of the things they advise you at these big PR firms when you are going through a PR crisis, and he is, I'll tell you what it is in a minute, is to give the media a bigger story. He knew they'd be very angry at him. There'd be a lot of swirl about him saying, well, climate change is not that serious. It's not going to kill anyone. We should actually really focus on economic development stuff. He doesn't believe that. I don't even believe he believes it. It's a distraction. What did Bill Gates just do? Stopped funding Arabella Advisors. They were pumping the money into the No Kings protests. Why'd he do that? Because he's under investigation by Chuck Grassley for IRS violations, tens of millions of dollars worth. See, the Gates Foundation was pumping tens of millions of dollars in sometimes direct payments to the Chinese Communist Party. But interestingly enough, it was done, we're finding out this week from Grassley, this has been buried this week. It was the Gates Foundation. By the way, they're investigating Bill and Melinda. You cannot pay money through a nonprofit or any other means to the Chinese government. But they were specifically sending money in grants accompanied by Fauci's NIAID grants, the USAID grants. Remember the ones where they paid the Chinese scientists to go into the caves and retrieve the COVID viruses. And then USAID said, oh, we didn't have a program to contain it. Sorry, we should have thought of that. They donated $52 million, the exact same amount the Pentagon gave. Gave to who? People's Liberation Army. See, that's what's interesting. The Gates money was going not just to the Chinese government and Chinese Communist Party entities direct, but it was specifically a $23 million tranche that we know of so far. There's supposed to be more. We'll see. Was going to the People's Liberation Army specifically. What do they do? Wuhan Lab is officially the bioweapons lab of the People's Liberation Army. And the Gates Foundation was facilitating the movement of a lot of this money into the People's Liberation Army. That's illegal, by the way. It's an IRS violation. Yeah, that broke this week. See, the timing of the climate change mea culpa with him. He doesn't. He had to give them something bigger, and he did. And everyone's buzzing about that, so they won't be buzzing about the fact he just got caught giving money to the Chinese Communist Party. Isn't it funny that the second he gets caught giving money to the Chinese Communist Party through the Gates Foundation, he stops funding the No Kings rallies? He's working with China, folks. They're all implicated in the creation of COVID. Same with Hunter Biden. And you go back to the first thing that Hunter Biden did. He's never held a job in his life. He's an absolute joke of a human being, but suddenly has $30 million in a capital fund in partnership with John Kerry's son. And the first company they fund was Startup Capital's Metabiota, the only company that is allowed to do work and do business at, there's People's Liberation Army again, weird, the Wuhan lab. Oh yeah, we need to strip that guy of immunity. And that is why this week you saw James Comer working to do just that with what? The auto pen scandal. If Biden didn't know about these pardons that he signed, he didn't sign them and there's no record he was ever told. Well, then Fauci and Hunter, they don't have immunity. Oops. See how the entire week's news come together? The Republicans are trying, y'all. I don't know if they'll get there, but they're trying. That's what's really going on. Remember the White House cocaine scandal? You know, where everybody knew it was Hunter's coke, but no one could prove it since they destroyed it. The Secret Service, I mean, after a very short, and I do mean brief, 11-day investigation, because it needed to go away fast. Well, Real Clear Politics national political correspondent Susan Crabtree on Tuesday got a scoop there. It doesn't prove it was Hunter's, but it certainly points in that direction, given the size of the cover-up delivered by Kimberly Cheadle. Remember her? Well, we can't save the president from being shot if the grade of the roof is more than 10%. So sorry. Yeah, her. The Secret Service uniformed division officers who guard the White House, according to the report, were so pissed they were forced to be part of what they described as a cocaine cover-up in 2023 that several of them described it as see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. In fact, one officer made a Secret Service see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil commemorative challenge coin about the ordeal and passed it out in honor of how they were all required to lie about the destroyed cocaine. By the way, do you know they got a partial DNA hit on it? Interesting. According to Crabtree's reporting, then Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle and other Secret Service officials who oversaw the Trump assassination and other Secret Service officials pushed to have the cocaine destroyed, even though the Secret Service agents were confident they could get to the bottom of it if they were allowed to do two things. One, continue the investigation, and two, make public whose DNA it was. But they weren't allowed to do that. Must have been an important person who was the owner of that cocaine. I hope we get to find out someday. Just things I want to know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.